So we're going to start now. So
now is when we'll start.
Let's do it. Let's start together. The chord was right on that first string. Yep.
Sounds good to me.
Perfect.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Remember when I couldn't get that right for like months?
Yeah. Hey, guess what I brought?
What did you bring?
I brought a black porn bag, and there's not porn in it. So guess what's in it?
What?
It's a beer episode.
It's a beer episode.
It is.
I love it.
Well, I got two big cans and a bottle. What do you want?
I love it.
I also brought beer.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it. That's great. I think the...
Let's do a can first.
I think can one.
We'll put the bottle.
Can one.
Oh,
that looks like a... Oh, ooh. You know what? Have I had this before?
Really?
I'm trying to think. I think I might have had one
before.
I've
never had this.
And I think I liked it. This is Voodoo Ranger IPA.
From
New Belgium, the people that make Fat Tire, which I don't care for. Fat Tire is nasty. But they make Ranger.
I don't know how I feel about is that who makes Fat Tire?
Yes.
Okay.
But they make Ranger IPA.
I was
going to
say, I love Ranger IPA.
Ranger's great.
But you know what? That gives me the worst acid reflux burps in the world. Like,
well,
I drink,
this
it's
is not
so
bad.
Hoppy, like, I'll just burp up foam and it's like fire. Fiery foam burps.
Fiery foam burps.
We're doing so good so far.
I gotta write that down.
Is this recording?
Just trying to find that later. Fiery foam burps.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
Oh, and Josh Fligger's here, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Sam Farmer and Larry Morgan are on ass
parade.
7% alcohol by volume, so it's not. It's not a burn the top of your head clean off, but it's
and the good news is we're finally drinking in the PM. It's the first time in a while we don't have to drink in the morning.
I know. It's just afternoon, but
it counts.
It counts.
And this is a big can of beer, so we're going to have a couple of these little tiny glasses.
Can you hear the pour?
You got these small little juice glasses.
I figured I'd have tasting glasses.
Well, four.
That way I don't feel like we're drinking
more beers.
I
like drinking glasses. You ready? Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, put hair on your chest.
That's nice.
That's hoppy. Whoa. Yeah.
It has a little bit of cologne in it.
It's got a little bit of furniture polish in the back end of that, right?
There's a little aqua velva.
High karate right at the end. Did you ever, what was like the worst cologne that you ever wore?
Old Spice.
Really?
I
got Aqua Velva one year from one of my uncles.
What? Skin Bracer.
Do you remember the cologne my granddad had it? That they, I think it was probably sold by like Avon or something, and it was a NFL bottle. It was like a Steelers.
Nice.
It's like a Steelers cologne.
Smell like a Steeler.
What does that smell like? Sunday morning NFL football.
Oh, God. That's nasty. I remember High Karate. I remember Brute 33.
Oh,
you remember Brute 33?
I do. What? I think the worst one that I ever had is I got
Brute 33.
I got
Brute 33.
I got Polo one year for like when I was like 11 or 12. I got that for Christmas. I think I wore like the whole bottle in like a month. Yeah, I don't. Do you wear? Do you still wear cologne?
I don't. I haven't worn cologne in. Shit, it's been 20 years.
You know
years
what my cologne is? Deodorant. That's the cologne that I wear.
You know what I wear?
What?
I wear my own natural musk.
Ooh.
It's pretty nice. You know what? We need to do more beer episodes.
I just took a drink of that beer, and then you said your natural musk, and it was like I tasted it.
That's fantastic.
Ah, good stuff.
Oh, man.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking. And you?
I'm okay.
I want to say first and foremost, this is a two-part episode.
Yes.
And here's the reason why. I like to underpromise and overdeliver.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it next week.
Uh-huh.
Wink, wink. Not 45 minutes from now, but next week we'll talk about what's going on over Labor Day weekend, the plans that we've got for that. But I know it's just going to be a weekend that's shot to shit, and I know it's going to be hard for you to get over here and so forth. So we're going to do two: one that will go this coming Thursday,
right,
and then one for the Thursday after that.
And that's good, because we kind of also already just got done doing a bunch of vacations for it.
Right.
Know, and we already were off for, like, was it 3 weeks? 2 or 3 weeks we
it
were
was
off?
No, it wasn't. I don't
was
even
two
think,
weeks, maybe?
Was it a full 2 weeks?
It felt like.
I don't think it was
maybe
a full
I
two
was
weeks.
Gone for
you
like,
were
yeah,
gone longer.
Okay.
But Sam was here, and we did one
I think maybe Larry.
And Larry, yeah. Speaking of which,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to share something. I hope it's okay to share this.
Okay.
This was... something from the last episode that I did with Sam, like so 2 weeks ago,
uh-huh.
I guess it was. And he was in here, and I hope this plays on my phone. I was asking him, hey, what's your plan coming up? What are you going to be doing? And he said he was going to go to different, you know, training camps and so forth. He's got a memorial, I guess, this weekend for his friend, Don Banks, and so forth. But he said then after that, he was going to go and do some other things. Here's one of the things that he said he was going to do.
The season, the real season.
The real season.
Sorry about that. Sorry. Other
training camps, and I'll do
okay, some. I found that very loud.
I was going to say, can you please, you want me to remind you to remove that? Because you've been pretty lacking on removing the gross sounds and...
Hey, what'd you say?
And
I've got no
the
more.
30-second delay, 30-second pauses of you leaving the building.
I had to go to the chiropractor because I have a knot in my back.
Uh-huh.
That just put it all back in there and then some, and put one on the other side to match it. That was really loud.
Yeah, fortunately, I'm years of standing in front of a 200-watt bass amp.
I want to apologize for that.
Don't. You don't have to apologize.
Okay, let's try it.
I got another ear. I got two of them.
Should we try it again?
Yeah, sure.
Right, here's what he says he's going to do.
The real season opener, but I'll probably do some other training camps, and I'll do some traveling around, and I'm going up to play golf with Jim Nantz.
Really?
In, up at Cypress.
when you play golf with Jim Nantz, does he talk all the way through?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to find that out. So that's I've got that.
Farmer is addressing the ball.
I want to go see the Rolling
Stones. 300
yards
here of a fairway, and it's going to be a slight dog leg to the right. He's had
and he skulls it. He skulls it, and it's 50 yards ahead, and he just said, fucking slam his club into the ground.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. That'll be
fun.
Yes,
that'll be fun.
What is his catchphrase at the beginning?
I don't
like at the Masters, he says something something like no other, a tradition like no other.
Oh,
every Masters story, it always says a tradition like no other.
Jim Nantz, for people who don't know, is CBS's commentator on golf mm-hmm. for years. He does the Masters, he does everything.
I hear his voice, and I just picture the Masters.
You think golf.
Yeah,
yeah, totally. This was up this morning on Sam's Instagram feed. And
this is what I think it is.
It is what you think it is, and it's glorious. I hope it's okay for me to share this with you. Have a listen to this.
Sam Farmer is such an amazing story. Took up the game just a few years ago after a decorated sports writing career. Won the U.S. Mid-Am to get into Augusta, and now is contending for the green jacket. This was his second shot at one. Caught it a little thin, and it sailed over the gallery's head and led to a double bogey. From that point, he would steady himself at two, par five, that he needed to get back on track. Two shots just in front of the green. This was his wedge third. Played a little knockdown shot that was a bit too aggressive, and that led to another bogey.
Just golden.
How can, I mean, if he's standing behind you making this, it's 100% guaranteed that you're gonna put it in. Yep, you're gonna put it in the window. It's impossible.
It's so
but
good.
Still totally worth it. I would love just one shot in my life to have him stand behind and just announce it. That's great.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, just peed my pants. It was so good.
And was that the one where he they played a hole at Jim Nance's house?
Was it?
There was. I think that
What that was? Because I thought it was a clubhouse or whatever.
No, I think that it's his own personal golf hole. I think I could be wrong, but that's what that was what I thought.
That's so good. Well, did you hear playing in the background? Is this light piano music?
Yeah, who did that?
I don't know. There was obviously someone else there.
I was gonna say this is produced.
It was their forum, their foursome or whatever. But no, because you can hear the wind going. But it's like somebody else had their phone playing, piano parlor music. And Jim Nance, it's golden. That is a scream. You got to follow Sam Farmer on Instagram to see that for yourself. But it's pretty rich. It's good.
This is good beer. I'm having a good time.
So far, good.
It's been like 5 minutes, and I'm having this really good time.
Oh man, excuse me. So, how has your week been?
I was a pretty crazy week, actually.
Tell me.
Long story short, I ended up, Cindy had to work a trial. So that means it's like her days are all work, you know, and she leaves early and comes home late, which
she is
a paralegal. Yeah. And, so she had a trial and
it's even harder to get around in the wheelchair is to, nothing paralegal. It was a. Tasteless.
Yes, it was very tasteless. I'm going to have another drink of beer. I'm going to get that crappy taste out of my mouth from that joke. So I have to, like, I had to run around, pick Owen up and drop him off. But she got to do the first day of school, and then it ended with Owen. Okay, so this is, do you ever have one of these moments where I'm just like, I'm definitely probably the worst parent that ever existed?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting there. Owen has this thing. Where this is one of those cases where it's the boy cried wolf too many times, and then I'm the one that got in trouble for it. But he can't sit still and eat his dinner. He can't, you know what I mean? He's got to, like, always be moving around. He just can't sit down.
Right.
It takes him, like, an hour to eat a bowl of cereal because he takes a bite, then he's running around, he wants to watch TV, and then he's watching TV, and then all of a sudden it's like he's forgetting. It's just all these things.
He's hungry again.
A 10,000 distractions.
Sure.
So I constantly have this battle. It's just this ongoing battle. Like, sit down, eat your food, take a bite. You take a bite. You eating? Eat. Owen, eat. You have to eat.
Sure.
You can't stand up till you eat. Sit down, eat. Please eat. You know, so this has been going on for about 7 years of my life. So Thursday he comes home. I had to go get him. Thursday he comes home from school and I'm like, hey, do you want, what do you want? Like, you want like a bowl of chicken noodle soup? And he's like, sure. So I make him a bowl of chicken noodle soup. He grabs the iPad. He sits down at the table. He's got chicken noodle soup. And I'm just kind of watching him out of my corner of my eye. And he's like watching the iPad. And he's not really taking bites of soup. So like every 3 minutes, I'm like, are you eating? And he's like, yeah. And I see him like grab a thing of soup, like a spoon of soup and takes it and then doesn't eat for another 3 minutes. I'm like, hey, you eating? And he's just like, yeah.
Right.
So this goes on for about 30 minutes. And he's like, I'm full. And I walk over and it's like, there's maybe a quarter of the bowl of soup gone. And I'm like, you didn't even eat any. You can't be full. I don't want to hear, you're not full. Sit down and eat. He's like, but I'm full. So he takes like two or three more bites and he's like, can I be done? I'm like, yeah, but no snacks tonight because I don't want you coming back in 10 minutes and be like, I'm hungry. I want some chips. And he's like, okay. So he goes, takes a bath about an hour and a half later. We're sitting on the couch. He's like, I don't feel so good. I think he made me eat too much soup. And I'm like, oh, okay. I said, well, maybe since you ate so much soup, next time we'll just cut out some of the chips and stuff before, you know, the daytime. So you won't be eating, you know, you can make sure you eat your dinner. He's like, okay, but I don't feel good. I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. Stand up like 5 minutes later. He runs to the bathroom and starts throwing up.
Oh.
Yes. The kid had caught like some 24-hour stomach bug, and I'm jamming soup down his throat. And I'm like, I go to my wife, I'm like, and he's like, Daddy made me eat all the soup, and it's made me sick. And he ended up throwing up like all night. and that was Friday. So I just, or that was Thursday night, but I just felt like terrible, like I was jamming soup down his throat.
He didn't catch the bug from the soup.
No. I hope not. I don't know.
Here, have some flu soup.
Some floop. Floop. Yeah, it was one of those. I just sit away from, like, am I like the worst parent ever that I just made? You know, but it was one of those things. He's done it 70,000 times.
Yeah, you don't know.
Right. But I felt bad.
Oh, God. If you would see me in the morning getting the kids out of the house to go to school,
yeah,
I would be embarrassed at the pleading, the bargaining, the sometimes very sternly worded exhortations it kills me.
I was thinking at one point in time of letting him never take his shoes off again, because it was such a pain in the ass to get him, to have him put them on. I was just gonna be like, from now on until you're 17, you have to wear shoes.
Gonna glue them on
all the time.
Same pair.
Tape them around your foot.
He's better now.
Oh yeah. So we stayed home yesterday. He was fine yesterday, but you could tell he was a little. He slept like 2 or 3 hours extra in the morning. Mm-hmm. So he had some, but he's fine now. He's bouncing off the walls. Let's go do something.
He's back in school, right?
Yeah, he had his first day on Tuesday. Loves it. Loves school. I don't know what's where. That's
nice.
That's
he's in wife. Second grade?
Second grade.
Second grade. Wow.
Yep. Sunrise, I'm starting to get that thing. Do you ask the kids like every day about their day?
I do.
Excuse me. Do they answer?
They sometimes do.
My kid, he's just, I'm like, so what'd you do today? He's like, I don't know. I don't remember. I'm like, oh, it's already started.
Yeah. I quite often at the dinner table, I like to ask my family, what's the best thing that happened to you today? And generally that, you know, spurs a more specific response.
I'm afraid to find out what the best thing happened to my kid was that day.
He doesn't tell a lot of details about his interactions with other kids because, you know, they're playing stupid cootie games.
Yeah. Well, I always ask about school. Like, you know, what are you studying? Or right. Are you reading?
Sure.
I'm like, did you read today? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, and I said, you can't remember if you read words today. He's like, I think I did. I'm like, all right. Here you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
It's funny because you know what he bugs us for more than anything now? It's not for movies, although there's plenty of that. It's not for candy, although there's a fair share of that.
Yeah, we got a shitload of candy.
It's books. He's read like almost all the Dog Man books and the Captain Underpants books and so forth. But he also wanted it when we went camping, and he wanted to get something at a store. He wanted to get a treat, a prize. And he chose this Dora the Explorer book, and it's the rewrite. It's the for the companion to the new movie. And he has read like a dozen chapters just in the last 36 hours on his own, completely on his own. And I opened this book, and there are very few pictures.
I was going to say, no pictures.
It's like, you know, fifth or sixth grade level.
Is he in fourth grade now?
Third.
Oh, he's in third grade?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he was 2 years ahead of
him. And it's, I open it up and I'm like, oh my God, this is like a fifth or sixth grade level reading, and he's doing it all by himself. So I couldn't be more chuffed about that. If there's something that he's going to be, you know, 9 miles up my ass all the time, let it be.
Absolutely.
Books.
I'll be like, every time we go to a store and you see a book you want, I'm like, even comic books. I'm like, if you get a comic book, whatever, just as long as you're reading something. I don't know if I brought this up last time, but he asked me, Owen grabbed the book like a couple weeks ago or something and asked if he could read it by himself and not out loud. And I was just like, absolutely, you can go. And he's like, can I just go read in my head? And I'm like, yes, buddy, please. That's awesome. Go read in your head.
Read in my head. That's adorable.
So, yeah, every once in a while just – He did something last week where he put himself in a timeout and then went and grabbed the book and like crawled up into his bedroom, closed the door. And then Cindy came home, and I'm like, he's upstairs pouting because I yelled at him for not listening. And then Cindy went upstairs. She's like, so what did you do? And he's like, oh, I wasn't that good. I wasn't listening, so I just figured I'd come up here and read. And I didn't even tell him to go to bed. I was just like, I just told him he needed to start listening more. And he's just like, okay. So he like punished himself.
That's amazing. Bad.
I know. But I was just like, okay. Because I thought he was up there pouting.
Right.
Cindy's just like, no, he just went up to read. He's like, he said he did. He was acting bad, so he went up to read.
That's like, astonishing. That's amazing.
I know.
He's a good egg.
Good kid.
So, like I mentioned, we went camping.
Oh, yeah.
We went up to, have you ever heard of Montaña de Oro?
No.
The Mountains of Gold. in Los Osos Valley?
No.
The Valley of the Bears?
I have heard
The Mountains of Gold in the Valley of the Bears. It is remarkable. It's up by like San Luis Obispo.
Now, was this like, is this one of those places where you have to call and reserve a spot?
Yes, totally.
And was this tent camping?
Yes.
Cindy isn't a camper at all. Like, absolutely not camper. I've been camping all my life. I don't have the gear anymore because I just didn't bring it out with me when I moved here.
Right.
But I've been thinking about, I think Owen would love it. And I've been thinking,
oh, yeah.
And I want to do like one of those, like what you're talking about, is like a controlled little place where it's not.
Yes.
I'm just going into the middle of the woods.
Well, here's what we did.
Tell me about.
2 years ago, I asked him if he wants to go camping. So just Silas. It was a Father's Day getaway where we all went, you know, up to like Buckhorn.
Right.
You know, and is that right, Buckhorn? I think that's right. Excuse me. And we go up there camping, just a bunch of fathers and their sons, for Father's Day, Father's Day weekend. All right. And we go up just for one night, right? And I bought... Something's buzzing. I bought a tent for this, and I got a sleeping bag, and they had a couple of sleeping bags that someone had hand-me-down for them that are great. And so he had a sleeping bag. I had a sleeping bag. We had the tent, took a cooler, and I found myself woefully unprepared for it.
Yeah.
Woefully unprepared for the whole thing because I just didn't know what all I needed and I just didn't have all of the different things. So, but it was a good place to be unprepared because other people chipped in. And,
right. You know, so if you're going with a big group of people, then you can always rely, just as long as you know, bring enough food for yourself.
It was fantastic. Yes, we had enough food and enough, you know, to drink and so forth. So that was great. We go up there for one night, and at the end of that first night getting there, spending the night, spending some of the day there, he didn't want to leave. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't want to go. I want to do this another night. I'm like, that's fantastic. Well, next time we'll plan to stay longer. Excuse me. And so last year, we go to on a family camping trip. It's Laura and me and the kids, and we go to Santa Cruz Island, one of the Channel Islands. Mm-hmm. And I told the story about going there and about the documentary that Joe Walsh helped make.
Right,
Where he's like, if you like this place, for God's sake, don't come here. It's a nature preserve, right? You know, and there are foxes, little baby foxes that come around and try to steal your food and stuff. Swipe or no swiping. And
that's okay. That's your one more Dora reference, and we're done for the day. We got two.
And so we go there, and that was a Herculean task. We go just for one night because I don't know how well, you know, 2-year-old Viv is going to handle two and a half.
Right. And you got it's something you got to put your dip your pinky toe in and be
exactly.
Like, let's see.
But here's the thing: to get there, we needed to take a ferry, which was hundreds of dollars. We needed to, you know, I needed to buy specialized equipment because they would only stow certain types of dolly to carry stuff. I need to get, you know, these cases to put everything in and, you know, these bins and lash them, you know, shut. And it was a giant pain in the ass. Plus, you know, I'm doing all of the carrying while she's taking care of the kids. And I've got to load it all in the boats while all these people are watching us waiting to get on. Yeah. And they're like, how many nights are you staying? We're like, one.
Yeah. We're here for the afternoon.
Like, what? So anyway, we did that. And then you got to carry all your trash off the island, the bags of trash, because, you know, they're trying to keep it clean, obviously.
Do you have to crap in a hole?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you wipe leaves?
I didn't have to make the
hole. Did you ever wipe your butt with leaves?
They just had a pit toilet. You know,
Did you ever wipe your butt with leaves?
No. Why would I do that?
That's part of nature.
No.
You've never been out in the woods and all of a sudden you have to take a crap. And it's like, you don't carry toilet paper with you.
Yeah.
I remember one time I just used a part of my shirt.
Oh, God.
It was like a flannel button. I just ripped the bottom half off. I had to go. I still wore the shirt afterwards, too. What? It had a big square ripped off. What? I couldn't help it. I was in the woods.
Well, you could take 20 more shits.
Yeah, exactly. It's my good shitting shirt.
Took the R out of it.
Next time I go to the woods, I'm wearing that shirt.
It used to be a shirt. By now it's shit.
By the time I'm done with it, it'll just be a collar.
And you should wear it proudly.
Collar and cuffs.
You should wear it with pride. It's
my good,
sir.
It's my good TP shirt.
Jesus Christ.
You never lived until you wipe your butt with leaves. And it's the worst, too, when it's like fall because they're starting to die. And then you're
and
like,
it's poison oak.
Oh, no, there's always that risk. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, so that was, you know, our first family camping trip. But it went really well, you know? And I had had one of those.
What'd you cook? What'd you make?
The first time last year, I had, you know, one of those stands where you put the little, the little propane tank.
Yeah.
The small ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Little green ones.
Yeah.
You put that on there. And then there's a little stand on top of that where you can put, it's just one burner where you can put the coffee pot percolator, on there, percolator, and you can put, you know, a frying pan and I could cook up a couple of things.
So but you didn't do a fire?
But it's you couldn't build a fire there.
See, that's half. That's can you the place that you took us last time? Can you build a fire there? Because I'm not going anywhere I can't build a fire.
Oh yeah, totally. 2 years ago, yeah. Absolutely. But this was last year, and so we had that one burner, and I could make some things in the I could make some nasty eggs and it was really hard. I could make some sausages veggie sausages for Laura and me and that kind of thing, but it wasn't great.
How much beer's left?
Well, that's the end of that soldier, pretty much. Here, let me dump the rest of it just to make sure.
Right over top of the mixing
board. Right over the top of the mixing board. What could happen?
We're nuts.
So we do that and we come back. This year we decide we're going to go up to Montaña de Oro. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely up there. And we get there. We've got a great camping spot. And we're next to this other lovely family and so forth. And before we go, I decide what I need for my camping equipment this year to up the bar just a little bit. Last year, I improved the tent situation by getting a tarp for the ground.
Yep.
Right, to put down first.
Yep.
Didn't have a tarp the first time. So that helped a little bit, I think.
Can I guess what you got?
And then, hold on. All right. Lara got some inflatable mattresses.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
that's
what... that were nice. That helped as well with the sleeping situation. Now, we were kind of just on like a 2% grade, 2 or 3% grade so on the hill. So at the end of the night, we were all had slid down the hill. And we're at the door of the thing. But anyway, the tent was pretty good.
Are you serious?
It was the best I could do. There was no flat.
Well, why didn't you put the mattress the other way so you all slid down the same direction?
We did. We.
Oh, I thought you like laying inside like everybody did steamroller on top of each other.
No,
of rolling sideways.
Our feet just all ended up at the bottom of the tent, and you had to stop and get up and move your thing back up.
Do you
up.
Think if you would have slept the other way, you might have died because all your blood would have went to your head?
Wow. I don't know.
Yeah, think about it next time.
Anyhow, so that was an improvement. But the thing that I got that changed the game for me, I found this griddle, this propane-powered griddle.
I don't think I know exactly what you're talking about.
17-inch steel
Coleman?
Griddle, Blackstone.
Okay.
And it's like, you if you look on like Amazon, it's like $86 or $89 or whatever. I found it on sale at like Big Five, and then I had a coupon as well. I got the fucking thing for $72.
That's not bad. No. Now, is it just a griddle?
It's the griddle. The whole griddle, and it has a propane.
I mean, because I've seen Coleman will have they have a really cool thing that's two burners, like a stove. You know what I mean? And then you do that. But they have these awesome little attachments that they have like an actual coffee pot that fits over top of like the burner,
right?
And that you know they're made for each other, and then you just kind of turn the burner on, and it will brew the coffee for you. And they have a bunch of cool things.
That's
like
the
that.
Thing is, I still took along that burner for the coffee.
Yeah.
So I have a coffee pot separate. I can do coffee while I've got this griddle.
Don't you want to cook in the fire though? That's
no.
Why?
Absolutely
take
not.
Take a steel. Take a
no.
Take
a I don't want my hair singed off, and I don't want to smell and it burns my contacts and all that kind of stuff. But we did s'mores in the fire.
Half of the part of camping is light burns. It's small little patting out your shirt from the little fire that hit you. That's half the game.
Yeah, it gets the smell of shit out.
Is there anything worse than this? I mean, it's weird. It's a good smell, but it is also a terrible smell. Is that it smells good when you're there is a fire, right?
Sure.
A fire. But when you get home after like two or three days of not showering and standing by a fire, all that smell is just like the worst.
It crazy.
Permeates everything.
Last night I took a shower and I washed my hair. I'm like, it smells like smoke in here. What the hell?
Exactly.
Yeah, it was crazy. But so this griddle, though, they say you're supposed to season it before you go. So I did all of that. By the way, I burned the, I'm still wearing a Band-Aid.
From where? From a griddle burn?
Burned the shit out of myself because to season it, you know, I took olive oil and you heat the thing up and it, like, you know, burns all of the factory, you know, coating oil, whatever, off of it. And then you're supposed to put olive oil on there and take paper towels and you know.
It's the same way as you cure a cast iron skillet.
But I moved it across there, across the skillet, across the top, and it splashed up on my thumb. It burned the living shit.
Do you know
out of my
you
thumb.
Can like recure thing like if they get bad?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because I got a cast iron skillet, and for about 10 years, I didn't take care of it right, because I was just lazy. And then I found out how much I really loved using it.
Yeah.
But by that time, it had started, some of the black had started to come off it. So all you do is just put like olive oil, like cover it in oil, and then like broil it for like 30 minutes or something like that. And then just take it right back out. I did that like 3 years ago, and it's just like brand new.
Yeah.
I love my cast iron skillet.
Cook on cast iron.
Now, how do you clean it?
Well, the cast iron?
Yes.
There are two things you can do.
And let me give a disclaimer first. Andy has his like entire stovetop is all cast iron.
There's a griddle on there.
Right. It's just middle. So you would know how to do this. Go ahead.
Well, if it gets beyond,
if
it goes so nuclear that you just can't fix it, then take the thing off. And use some liquid detergent and scrub it and start over season it.
Yeah. Okay.
If it gets so bad that it's not retrievable, then you do that. Well, if you get really bad spots on there and that's your only worry, you can use table salt.
Kosher salt.
Yeah, and water.
Yeah, that's what I usually
kind of grind that in there.
But I also realize, though, you guys too probably don't cook much meat on those.
We don't cook much meat. But what you know what I cook with mostly?
What?
Is butter.
Yeah.
On the griddle. And so what I'll do is, I'll cook pancakes on the griddle. And then when I'm done, while it's still warm, I'll wipe off all of the extra grease and just leave it like that. And it's basically seasoned for the next time.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I go back to it. You heat it up. You know, if there's any microbes growing in butter by the time it gets up for, a couple hundred degrees, those are gone. And
Hot griddle talk.
I just keep it going that way. Yeah. But this fucking griddle is so great. I season the thing. I take it, and I cooked tremendous pancakes.
Ooh.
And eggs over easy, and they were
real. You guys eat eggs?
Yeah.
I thought you're vegetarian.
We are vegetarian.
Well, eggs
are not vegan. And she eats eggs and dairy.
Okay.
Yeah. And the kids do too.
I love eggs.
Just no meat. I made that. I made sausages with, oh my God, you can cut right on the griddle. So like I took a zucchini and, you know, chopped that up into chunks and threw a little butter on that and threw that in there with a little salt and pepper. Divine.
Yep.
Took an onion with these veggie sausages that we had. Took the onion, chopped it up into strips, threw that on there and,
What's your favorite cooking utensil? Like pot, whatever. What's your favorite thing to use in the kitchen?
Utensil or pot?
Either or. What's your favorite? Okay, what's your favorite?
My favorite hand utensil is my stainless
spatula.
Steel flipper.
Yeah, that's it.
I got a killer flipper.
You know what, though? I had a killer flipper. I had a great spatula, but I think something's overtaken it.
They called it flipper.
I got a pair of plastic tongs.
Oh.
And I was watching... what's the guy, the Good Eats guy? The guy with the glasses?
Oh.
I was watching some cooking show, and he used them for everything. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start using these things for everything. And I pretty much have.
I've gotten rid of everything plastic and aluminum in the kitchen that I can.
Why?
Everything, because I don't want phthalates or BPA or any of that shit leaching into my food. And I don't want aluminum, because it's been proven aluminum gives you Alzheimer's. I don't want that shit.
If I get Alzheimer's, I won't have to worry about it. I won't remember.
But elemental Let's iron. You get a little iron.
Elemental iron.
Iron's great. Iron's fantastic for you.
Speaking of iron, you want to crack another beer?
What you got there?
This is Tropic of Thunder Lager. Oh, God. I almost knocked the microphone over.
Look at that.
That looks.
From Stone.
That looks fun. That's a fun looking beer.
5.8% alcohol. A tropical lager. Does that mean it's fruited?
It's a trogger.
Maroon yourself. Imagine you set sail for a 3-hour tour. Let's say from the part of Escondido, work with us here, the weather started getting rough. Your tiny ship, but not lunch, thankfully, was tossed.
Is that what
Long
it says?
Story short, yeah. You're marooned on a remote island somewhere in the Tropic of Thunder. The good news is that the captain of the SS Stone
and, who writes this and shit? Somewhere in the Tropic of Thunder.
And her brewing kit are among the small cast of colorful characters that survived the tough voyage with you. Mainstays Citra and Mosaic, along with newcomer, these are names of hops, I guess, Cashmere Hops, yes, are joined. This is so fucking hard to read.
So this is like Gilligan's Island beer?
Joined by their juicy tropical aromas of citrus, pineapple, and coconut. Coconut?
All right.
Try
Let's
stringing
go.
All that
Let's
together
try it.
In a catchy tune. The rescue ship. All right.
The Tropic of Thunder.
All right. Hand it over.
See you, Brian Johnson.
Thunder. You've been Tropic of Thunderstruck. We are the knights that say me.
I think I spent maybe 2 summers in a row watching that movie every single day, hungover.
Monty Python?
Yep.
Monty Python?
And the Holy Grail.
What's it smell like first? It smells like the bottom of a shoe.
It smells... Oh, Jesus. It's got a kind of cheese smell to it, doesn't it? It does. It smells like plastic.
It smells like plastic. Does not smell good.
It's aluminum.
This beer.
I'm gonna get Alzheimer's from this beer.
This beer is not made for.
You ready for the tropic? Are you ready for the Tropic of Thunder?
You've been thunderstruck. Let's try it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I can't tell if it's bad or if it's supposed to be that way.
It's
There's something at the end there that's like earthy. Okay, this is.
I don't taste coconut or
smell. Take a smell of it again. Does that smell like feet? It smells like my kid's shoe.
A little bit.
That smells like feet. I'm gonna take a sip. Yep, that's just definitely that's feet like, smell.
That's like Cheech and Chong. Hey, man, is that dog shit? I don't know, man. Smell it. Yeah, it smells like dog shit.
You know, I was watching.
Still not sure. Taste it. Oh, yeah, man, it tastes like dog shit. Oh, good thing we didn't step in it.
You know what? I was watching the original Ghostbusters yesterday, and there's so many little lines in there that I never got when I was a kid that I just got again. There's a great line in there at the beginning where Dan Aykroyd goes, shh, shh, shh. You guys smell that? it's just so stupid. It's like a million little one-liners. And yeah, I feel like the part of the coconut in here is the hairy brown part.
It's not. Yeah. The hairy brown part. Fiery foam burps and the hairy... Gotta write it down. Brown part.
Doesn't it taste like, I mean, I've never had coconut rind.
Personally, I can't wait for next week's podcast because I think it's going to be giddy.
It's going to start off on a rare note.
You know what?
Got
a
note of coconut and a hint of foot. A hint of sock.
Yeah, I don't recommend it. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Are we going to finish it?
Yeah,
hell
yeah.
Yeah,
well, of course. What am I? What am I, a farmer?
I'm going to waste it. Do you know what I ate the other day for the first time?
Hand me another one of them foot beers.
So I was thinking about this. So yesterday, because I'm watching Owen, okay?
Yeah.
And he's at home, and I wanted to make something for lunch, and I didn't really... there was nothing there to eat, and there was this can of Chef Boyardee spaghetti with meatballs in the cabinet, and it had been there for like 2 years, and I'm like, I'm fucking eating this thing. I'm getting rid of this. I'm sick of looking at it. I'm breaking my diet. I'm eating it. I don't care. It's easy, and I don't have to worry about anything. Excuse me. So I heat it up, and I'm eating it over the sink, and I'm like, this is fucking gross. There was so much sugar in it.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like this syrupy, sweet tomato pasta. And I was like, oh,
I bet there's corn syrup.
I have to bring this up when I talk to Andy tomorrow about how fucking gross this was. The next thing I looked down, it was gone. I ate the whole thing thinking, oh, it's so sweet and so gross. Here, let's try one of these meatballs. Ew, they're gross. Let's try another. Oh, God, this is gross. I'm just sitting there eating.
That's just nasty.
Never again. That's the last Chef Boyardee canned product I'll ever eat.
I got to tell you, one of the things that I cooked on my new griddle was some Impossible Burgers.
Impossible Boogers?
Impossible Boogers.
Yeah,
And
do they cook the same way as burgers?
They're pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, do they cook the same way?
They brown a little bit on the outside, but they stay pink on the inside.
Do they release, like, fat?
Kind of. I guess. Anyway, they were tremendous. You should try one. I should make one for you on my new griddle.
You could bring it. You could do it out in your yard.
I could, because I've got a new griddle. It's just fantastic, and I think that you would really enjoy.
I've been meaning to try one of those, though.
Yeah. Well, they have them. Like,
are they full of soy?
No.
What are they full of?
I don't know what plants they use, but it is plant based. One's, I guess, there's Beyond and Impossible. One of them's better for you than the other. I forget which it is.
This totally smells like my gym shorts from 1992.
Hand me more of it.
Ugh. Mm. I'm just going to feel.
Yeah. I think maybe we toss the rest of
There's something funky in the back end there.
They should call that one instead of Tropic of Thunder, mishap at the brewery.
Thunder in my shorts later.
To put a period at the end of the sentence of the camping trip, this place was magical. We saw, from our campsite, bunny rabbits.
Ooh.
Quail. Crows. Wild turkeys.
I would eat three out of the four of those.
Deer. Like huge deer.
I have four out of five of those.
Gopher.
I would try
hawks.
Gopher. I wouldn't eat a hawk.
I'd
try a hawk, maybe.
What else do we see? It was astonishing. Oh, seagulls, because you're right by the ocean.
All right.
And we could see the ocean from our tent. It was astonishing. It was really, really amazing.
Are we ending this one?
In a second, yeah.
Okay, because I was going to bring something up, but I don't want to start a new topic. We're going to end.
Oh, yeah, we should wrap up.
Right,
and
I'm going to save it.
Save it for next
week. I'm
going
to save it.
Wink.
Okay.
Wink.
And maybe we'll get some more of that delicious coconut shoe beer next week. Maybe it'll be more fresh. I think I feel it in my stomach. Like, something funky's going on down there.
Yeah.
You feel it?
Maybe you got a 24-hour bug.
Yeah, I'm going to start hurling. Like Owen. Andy made me drink the beer!
Here's the problem. I dropped my guitar pick on the ground.
Hey, you know what, though? I've already scouted one out for
you. Did
you? I've been saving this back here for...
I thought I was going to have to play...
Here you go.
I thought I was going to play it with my Priority Pass Select credit card.
Well, now that you brought that up, I'm putting the pick back, and I'm making you play with the pick.
Should I play it with the credit card?
Yep. Doesn't sound much different.
It doesn't really. The YAF line, if you want to call in, is 626-657-6428 on the next episode. We're gonna hear some things from the YAF line, I bet.
Oh, I hope so.
Or Amok PM Hat, 626-657.
Hey, and if you call right now, you might be on next week's show.
That's right. One more time, that number, 626-657-6428. That's not true. They won't be on. Amok PM Hat.
Don't give away the magic of podcasting. They don't know what's going on.
How
you just pluck your strings there with your gold card.
How can people get a hold of you?
JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com.
Nice.
Yep.
Me
email
is
me. Email me stuff.
DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook. Andy underscore Chanley on Twitter.
And the third one.
Andy Chanley on Instagram.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune in to
this good
with your artificial friends.
I should play it with a credit That's card every
this,
time.
This show started off with fiery foam burps, and then I think that coconut beer is giving me fiery foam something.
The hairy brown part.